35회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 사려고 하는 화분을 고르시오.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's stop in here.
The florist? Why?
My brother Sam just moved out of my parents' house and into his own apartment.
That's great. So Sam is finally independent?
Yes, but his new apartment is too empty. I thought a plant might make it look more cheerful.
How about this one over here?
It's too big. His apartment is pretty small.
The ones over here are smaller. This one is very cute.
It really is. And those purple flowers will add some color to his room.
I agree. They will.
2번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Edward, can I talk to you for a second?
Is it important? We're in the middle of lunch hour and I have to prepare 6 orders of the daily special.
Well, that's sort of what I wanted to talk to you about, the daily special.
Uh-oh, is there something wrong with it?
Well, I just brought out 2 orders to the couple at table 3 and they're complaining already.
Are they really? What did they say?
They said that it was too salty. The man also complained that it wasn't hot enough.
Okay, well, I can put less salt into the recipe from now on, but it's not my fault if it isn't hot enough. You need to bring the customers their food more quickly.
All right, I promise to move faster if you promise to go easy on the salt.
You've got a deal.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 설명하는 대상으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Nowadays, you can find one of these in the kitchen of nearly every home. But before electricity, people had to find another way to keep their food fresh. Often, they would dig a big hole in the ground and fill it with snow or ice. They would keep their food in these holes, and the cold would make it last longer. Today, whenever we want fresh food or a cold drink, we can just open the door and find what we need on a shelf.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, who are you? What are you doing in my apartment?
Oh, you surprised me. You must be Stacy.
Yes, I am, and this is my apartment. Who are you?
My name is Joseph. Mr. Underwood let me in.
Mr. Underwood? My landlord?
Yes, he hired me this morning. I'm a painter.
Really? I've been complaining to Mr. Underwood for months that my bathroom needs to be painted. I thought he was ignoring me.
Actually, he's just been very busy. He felt bad, so he asked me to paint your entire apartment.
The whole apartment? I didn't expect that. How wonderful!
I was just measuring the walls to see how much paint I'll need. Oh, by the way, Mr. Underwood said you could pick out the colors as well.
Wow! Let's look at some paint samples.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁하는 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Yes? Who is it?
It's Chris from next door.
Oh, hi, Chris. What can I do for you?
I know we don't know each other very well, but I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Sure.
I need to go away on an unexpected business trip tomorrow morning. I'll be gone for a week, and I was wondering if you could take care of Sparky for me.
I'm sorry, Chris, but I don't think I can help. Dogs make me very nervous.
Oh, no.
I've been afraid of dogs since I was a child.
I mean, no, Sparky isn't my dog. My dog's name is Jojo, and she'll be staying with my parents.
Then who is Sparky?
Sparky is my goldfish.
Oh, that's no problem then.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 아침에 일찍 일어난 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Molly. Are you ready to go to the park?
I guess so.
What's wrong? You look exhausted. Were you up late last night?
No, I went to bed at 11 o'clock, but I woke up at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. on a Saturday morning? I thought you were going to sleep late.
That was my plan.
Did you forget to turn off your alarm clock?
No, my alarm clock didn't wake me up. It was my neighbor's. They were arguing loudly all morning.
That's terrible. Why didn't you go over and ask them to be quiet?
I was too tired. Instead, I just lay in bed all morning and stared at the ceiling.
You should go home and take a long nap. We can go to the park tomorrow.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 잡아온 물고기 수와 물고기를 잡기 위해 야영지를 떠나 있던 시간이 바르게 짝지어진 것을 고르시오.
I'm back. I hope you have the campfire ready.
I sure do. Did you bring back any fish?
Of course. I caught enough fish to feed everyone at the campsite.
Well, that's good. You've been gone since 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes, it was a long day. I started by taking the canoe out to the middle of the lake.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. I caught 6 fish, but then one jumped out of the boat and got away.
That's too bad.
Then I went to the beach and caught a couple of fish there. It was a very successful day.
That's great. What time is it now?
It's 6 p.m. I'm so hungry.
Well, here's the frying pan. Start cooking.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하기로 한 일을 고르시오.
What a beautiful day. It's so warm and sunny.
I know, but we haven't done any chores all weekend. We really should clean the house.
On a beautiful day like today, we should do something outside. Let's go fly a kite at the beach.
I don't know. It sounds fun, but tomorrow is Monday. I'll feel bad if we don't do any work all weekend.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be stuck inside on a day like this.
Maybe you should go to the beach alone. I can stay here and clean the kitchen.
That wouldn't be much fun. I've got a better idea.
What?
Look how dirty the car is. We could wash it together.
Great idea. We can enjoy the day and get some work done.
9번. 다음 영화 상영 시간표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 영화를 보기로 한 요일을 고르시오.
What's that?
It's a schedule for the new movie theater. How about going to see a movie this week?
Good idea. Let me take a look at that.
How would you feel about seeing Summer of Love?
I don't mind romances, but I heard this one wasn't very good.
Oh, well, the other two movies both look pretty interesting.
I agree. Can you get home in time for a 6 o'clock show?
I don't think so. 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock would be much better.
Okay, but I have a night class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
I forgot about your class. So which would you rather see, Ghost Attack or War Story?
I'm in the mood for a good horror movie. I'd prefer Ghost Attack.
Okay, it's a date then.
10번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르시오.
It is common knowledge that the sun is hot. Here on Earth, we can easily feel the difference in temperature between a shady place and a sunny place on a clear summer's day. But exactly how hot is the sun? Scientists have estimated that the surface of the sun is about 5,500 degrees centigrade. The center of the sun is believed to be even hotter. Much hotter, in fact. The core of the sun is estimated to be 15 million degrees centigrade.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 한 말의 내용과 일치하는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Nancy Harris. It's so nice to meet you.
Hello, Nancy. My name is Frank Martin. Have a seat.
Thank you.
So, I've been looking over your resume, and I think you are well-suited for this job.
Thank you. I do have a lot of experience.
I noticed you worked for several newspapers. Did you ever write about politics?
No, I only wrote articles about business. But I did work for a political magazine for 2 years.
Did you do writing there?
Actually, I didn't. I was an editor for the magazine. But I proofread many interesting articles about politics.
I see. Was that valuable experience for you?
Oh, yes. I learned a lot.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 다니는 대학의 장점과 단점을 바르게 짝지은 것을 고르시오.
Welcome back, Greg.
Thanks. I really like school, but it's good to be back home.
So, what do you think of university?
I think I made the right choice. All of my professors are very interesting.
Oh, that's great. And you don't mind being away from home?
No, I get to see my parents on holidays and some weekends. That's good enough, but there is one thing I don't like about my university.
What's that?
The weather. It's so cold up there and it rains all the time.
Oh, well, I guess nothing's perfect.
One. Are you going to Beach Street?
I sure am. It's 5 stops from here.
Two. How much is the fare?
It's $1, sir.
Three. You're a little late today.
Yes, traffic is terrible.
Four. What time does it start?
The first show is at 10 o'clock.
5. Are there any empty seats?
Yes, there are a couple in the back.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, do you need some help?
Well, I'm okay, but it looks like my bicycle isn't.
What happened?
I tried to avoid a cat and rode my bicycle off the road. Luckily, I landed in the soft grass, but look at my bike.
It looks like your front wheel is pretty badly bent.
I think I'm going to have to take it to a bicycle shop to be repaired.
Yes. Do you know if there's one nearby?
I think there's one near the bank on Main Street.
That's pretty far away. Would you like a ride?
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Has anybody seen my notebook?
I don't know. What does it look like?
It's thin and blue. My name is written across the front in big letters.
No, I haven't seen it.
I left it on the dining room table this morning. That's the last place I saw it.
Dan had all his textbooks on the dining room table this afternoon. Maybe he picked up your notebook by mistake when he packed up.
Oh no, this is terrible. I hope he doesn't read it.
Why not? What's in your notebook?
I keep my diary in that notebook. It's very personal.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Uh-oh, I think we're lost.
I thought you said you knew how to get there.
I did know, but it's been years since I've been to the restaurant. The neighborhood has changed a lot.
Do you have any idea where we are?
Well, I think I recognize that small park over there, and I'm pretty sure there used to be a bakery on that corner. Maybe.
Okay, that does it. I'm asking somebody for directions.
No, we don't need to do that. I think if we just go a few more blocks, I'll know where we are.
I'm tired of walking. Let's ask that man.
But I'm sure I can find it soon.
17번. 다음을 듣고 타라가 닉에게 한 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tara recently found a new job as a clerk at the local convenience store. After her first night working alone, the owner discovered that the cash register was missing $90. He was angry, and Tara couldn't explain what had happened to the money. Just as the owner was going to fire Tara, Nick came into the store. He explained that he had bought some food the night before. When Tara gave him his change, she handed him a $100 bill instead of a $10 bill by mistake. When he noticed her error that morning, Nick came back to the store to return the money. In this situation, what did Tara most likely say to Nick?